Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. Oh gosh, I meant to look this up. I think this is number 316. Let me check real quick. Yes, 316 for the 8th of January, 2024. Now that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can get yourself a free account and do all kinds of stuff with it. To find out more, direct your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect from this conference if they do not want to hang around for our next. Okay, I don't know if I ever explained that, but you know, we're on Echolink, and on some repeaters with Echolink, disconnecting from a conference, it can only happen if the repeater is, what's the word I'm looking for, if it's not actively transmitting from the conference. So that's why we allow about 10 or 15 seconds there so that someone can key in the 73 or pound sign or whatever it is that their repeater uses to disconnect from an Echolink conference. So, let's see, moving along. I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu or GMT, whatever you want to call it, on Echolink node 9229, which is known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for making this conference available to us for our little net here. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You don't have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussion. And, well, last week was the official New Year's net, but there were only three of us here, so there wasn't a whole lot of discussion. So I think this is going to be, this net will be a do-over of the New Year's net. And so the topic is, do you have any resolutions or plans or whatever for 2024 regarding your ham radio operation? Maybe putting up some antennas, maybe buying some radios, maybe, I don't know, whatever is on your mind that you want to do different this year. I'm checking my dashboard here, and all the call signs I see are regular, so I don't think I need to spell out the usual stuff about how we do check-ins. I'm going to run down the list. Let me reset the timer. Okay. I have KD9NDJ, N4RNW, PY2BIL, KQ4MII, and VE6UX. And the screen just flickered momentarily there. I thought that meant somebody had joined us, but nope, those are the stations. So, that's the order that they are appearing in on the dashboard right now, but that's not the order that they appear in on my paper log, which I'm going to use to actually call on everybody. So, according to that, though, the first station on the list is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and everyone else. Happy New Year. Harold here from Southwest Florida, Fort Myers, where it's dark. And it's been cloudy most of the last several weeks because of what I understand about El Nino. And it's going to be a little rainier and cooler down here for our winter season than normal. But, gosh, I'm still in the process of putting together my New Year's resolution list and my goals for 2024, so I really don't have anything to report, but I wish everybody a Happy New Year again, and back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. Yeah, I think the sort of long-range forecast for us up here in Illinois based on the El Nino is wetter, but possibly warmer than normal. So we'll see how that works out. Let's see. Next on my list is KD9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne and the group. This is Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois. My SDF username is KDB. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm sorry to have missed the small but tiny New Year's gathering, but it was New Year's, and I was otherwise occupied around here. Resolutions. I don't usually make resolutions, but I have resolved to be a kinder and gentler husband to my wife, no matter what. So that's what I'm trying to do to improve domestic relations around here. My wife, Del, is also a ham. Her call sign is KD9OVW. No matter how I try, I can't get her to get interested in Echolink, but she might. You never know. She's strong-willed and has a mind of her own.
You dropped off rather suddenly there. Did you finish?
And I have resolved to let her go off on whatever tangent she wants. So there you have it. So I know that's kind of personal and has nothing to do with radio, but you asked. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, well, you know, I'm not sure this is the best thing to do, but we have a local repeater here that is Echolink enabled. So it would be possible to link up to the conference during the net and let her use her radio to check in, if you think that is something that might be worthwhile trying. I'm not sure if the other local hams would find our net all that entertaining, but I don't know, once or twice, I think they'll tolerate it. Anyway, let's see, was there something else I had on? Oh, okay, I thought there was something else I had on the tip of my tongue there. But next on my list is PY2BIL.
Hello, everyone. This is PY2BIL, Guillermo, out of São Paulo in Brazil. SDF username is G Canary. So happy New Year to everyone. Not been around for the holidays. Too many family things to take care of. So, yep, it was complicated to be on the net on Sunday evenings, my time, right? So, but anyways, I hope everyone has started this year very well, and I wish everyone the best for this year. So, resolutions, I usually don't do any resolutions. I just take life as it comes along. I usually do some plans somehow, right? But I wouldn't say they are resolutions. One of the plans on the amateur radio side is I'm trying to dive into the satellite. Maybe you know, maybe you don't. It's QO100. This is a geostationary satellite. The U.S. are not covered, unfortunately, but from Brazil to Indonesia, it's covered. It hangs on top of Africa. It's from Qatar. So I guess we spoke about that in the past. So for the time being, it's just us, and it's around 26 DXCC entities are reachable. So looks interesting. And it also has a lot of homebrew kind of thing, right? You have to build your own equipment. Right? It's not very hard, but you have to basically do a lot of stuff yourself, and that's what I like. So I'm going to start with reception. I'm trying to get my little dish antenna, right, and trying to get that aligned, and then through an SDR dongle, I should be able to receive. So let's see if that works, and then we'll take the transmission part on. So that's the plan or resolution, whatever, for this year. So back to you, Wayne. This is PY2BIL.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. And yeah, keep us informed on how that QO100 project goes. That's kind of an interesting thing for hams to have a geostationary satellite. And the thing that was on the tip of my tongue a moment ago was I wanted to acknowledge that VK3HJQ, John, has joined us. So hi, John. You're on my list here. I'll be calling on you shortly. But next on my list is VE6UX.
KB9FJ, VE6UX. Not a whole lot to add to the net tonight. It is a little chilly here. It's about minus 14 C, which is about 7 degrees Fahrenheit. We're looking forward for a really balmy minus 37 degrees Celsius later on this week, Friday, Saturday. And that's about the same in the U.S. I think that's about minus 35 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's going to be a little bit cool plugging in the truck and making sure everything's going to operate smoothly so that I can get to work in the mornings. My SDF username is Tabalaya, and my XYL is also a ham. Call is Victor Echo 6. Yankee Lima Alpha, and she is always listening when I'm on the net. So what she hears or what I hear, she can hear as well. Doesn't talk too much except on her little handheld, and eventually I'll make a hotspot here. Actually, I'm probably going to put a D-Star repeater on low power here. So a VE6UX is back to net.
Oh, all right. Well, that's a cool suffix. So she's like an alpha young lady. As opposed to like an alpha dog. All right, cool. Thank you, Michael, for joining us and all that you do. And let me acknowledge that I see that, he dropped out. I hope you'll be back there. Delta Kilo One, Mike, is that Lima or India? Lima was here. Oh, here he is. He's back. All right, DK1MI. Wait a minute. My eyes are... It's MI, not ML. Haven't seen him in a while, so it's good to have him back. You're on my list, Michael. But up next is KQ4MII.
Kilo Quebec 4, Mike India India. Hello, Wayne. Hello, everybody. Thanks for running the net tonight. It is Mark from Reston, Virginia, outside Washington, D.C. My SDF login is M. Cornick. And it is cold and not quite so wet today. We were forecasted to have one of those things that often happens around here where a winter storm is forecast and one model says no snow and another model says 11 billion inches of snow. And we end up just getting rain, which is how these things generally work. So expecting more rain later in the week. I'm fine with no snow personally, even though I don't have to drive in it anymore. I'm not a fan. But anyway, goals for resolutions for this year. Two big ones for me. First one is I want to pass Amateur Extra. That is obviously the top level of license that they grant here in the FCC. And you might remember, as of right now, I'm a technician, so that means I would have to pass general first. But I'm hoping by the time that we speak next week, I will be an interim AG because I'm taking the exam a week from today. Feeling pretty good about that and going right into a class to study for extra afterwards. So that'll be fun. Challenge myself and to, you know, continue to grow in my privileges. The other thing I've been reading up on a bit, I'm getting kind of interested in POTA, Parks on the Air. I can see myself getting out into the area a bit and trying to activate some of these spots. So that'll be something that I can get into. Probably will need some better equipment for that, but that's another goal that I can look at once I've got to the point where I think I'll need it. So, yeah. This week is going to be pretty busy for me with, as I said, taking the general exam next week. We've got a club meeting, and I'm also sitting in on the North American CUSO party event that my club is putting on. Saturday is CW Day, and I know no code, but there are some Elmers who are going to teach some of us new guys a little bit of code. So looking forward to learning that much at least. So hopefully, by the time, like I said, by the time we talk next week, I will be stepping up a rung and have some interesting stories from the week to come here. So back to Ness, KQ4MII.
Okay, well, good luck on your upgrade adventure there and on the contest. And you reminded me that I meant to give a little weather report around here. We've had a couple of nights of snow flurries, but the daytime temperatures have been in the mid to upper 30s, so no serious accumulation, which is fine. But I think we're in for some Arctic air in the coming week, so we're a little bit dreading that, and well, we'll deal with it. All right, next on my list here is VK3HJQ.
Oh, I gotta go. Morning all. Is it morning yet? 11:18 a.m. VK3HJQ. Thank God the rain stopped. I'll tell you what, I was up at 5:30 this morning, wanted to go for a pushy ride, bushwhack ride that is, and it was just coming down cats and dogs. We had a lot of rain, a lot of flash flooding down the road. Some places they were forecasting over 200 mil. I don't know whether they had 200 mil, but apparently rain today, rain tomorrow, and fine on Wednesday. I just got me ball joint extractor tool arrived. Well, the extractor and the installer tool is all the same tool, but I can't do it because I have to have a car outside now. I'll get a wet butt if it keeps raining, so it looks like a job will have to be done on Wednesday, so that'll be fun, replacing the two lower ball joints on the car. Anyway, better than paying someone to do it, I suppose. What else to report? Yeah, I did 8 kilometres this morning, got a bit of a wet butt. It just started raining as I managed to get home. I was checking the weather radar to see where I was going to get drenched, but yeah, nice and cool. Well, it was still warm. It was like 21 degrees, so it was warm rain, I suppose. Anyway, what else? I think that's about it. Wayne, Happy New Year to all. Is this the first net for the year? Oh, no, there was one last Monday, the first. Oh, there you go. The second one. And that leaves 50 to go, doesn't it? Trash JQ.
I think you tuned in late. So the topic this week, because we didn't really have a lot of turnout last week, this is the redo of the New Year's net. And so the topic was, do you have any plans to do something different amateur radio-wise in the new year?
Nope.
Okay, that's good enough. All right, next on my list is DK1MI. But he is not connected right now. I understand that he's having some audio issues, and I think he's in and out as he's trying to diagnose and fix that. So we'll keep an eye out for him to return and give him a chance. So, I think I've caught up with everybody on the dashboard here. If there's somebody I missed or someone would like to do a recheck, please call now. Okay, well, we've had at least 8 check-ins here so far, and we're about 21 minutes into the net here, which is doing pretty good. I think we'll hang out a little bit longer here, try to get up to the 30-minute mark in case some of the other regulars who usually come in late can join us. Let me check the chat. I think I see Michael saying something in there. I think he's talking about Morse code. Yeah. Which reminds me that I have kind of a little peeve that people use CW to refer to Morse code, and I might be wrong about this, but my first reaction to that is that the opposite of CW is not phone, it's spark. So talking about operating CW, I think we haven't operated spark in like 100 years, so everything is CW these days. Whether it's RIDI or phone or packet or Morse code, it's all continuous wave transmission. So I try to always say Morse code instead of CW. Anyway, let's see if DK1MI is not back, so let's open it for any rechecks or new check-ins. Okay, nothing heard and no new stations on the dashboard. So we've got a few more minutes to go. So I'm trying to think of, let's see, I think I already talked about our local weather here. And I'm drawing a blank on thinking of some interesting topic to talk about. So, let's make one more call for new check-ins or rechecks before I think about closing the net. Okay, nothing heard. It just occurred to me, though, that there was a bit of news, I guess. The way that I do the net here, it mostly happens on Echolink, but in order to sort of patch it over to the non-radio stream, I run a SIP client, and I dial into a particular exchange on the SDF SIP server, and that results in the audio that my microphone on my computer here picks up being streamed out over the AnonRadio.net live stream, so that people in the chat room, for example, can be listening to us even if they cannot talk to us. Anyway, I've noticed over the last many months, the recordings that are made, the archives of those streamed audio. I should back up. What I do here with my Echolink client is I also record the net, and it is a better recording because it doesn't pick up room noise and so on. So after every net, I upload my recording, and it is supposed to replace the recording that is made over the SIP call. But for a long time, I've noticed that those uploads had kind of sit in the queue and don't get moved to the archive. But I guess with the beginning of the new year, the admins on SDF have kind of cleared out the backlog so that now all of the net for 2023, the archives are the ones made by Echolink, not the ones made by the SIP client. So, blah, blah, blah. I'm probably boring everybody to hell, but I see that we have two new call signs pop up here. DK1MI is back, and KO4LLU. So, DK1MI, you have the floor.
For a long time, I've...
Okay, one more time. Michael, DK1MI. Try again. Okay, Michael says it's not working, so maybe next week. So he's in the log, but KO4LLU has dropped out. So so I think it's time to call it at, well, wait a minute, where am I in the script here? Let's see. This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net at, let's call it 0029 UTC. If you want to continue talking about ham radio, you can join us in COM in the Anon Radio Room on SDF. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.
So what's happening, Michael? Did you get that read thing out sorted out? We got HJQ.
I didn't catch that, John V6UX.
I said, did you get your read sorted out for your bagpipes?
No, I'm just going to wait till the other chanter comes in, and I don't want to spoil the two that I have, and I'll be using the other chanter most of the time anyway. Can't get the stuff anymore. Most of the Highland shops have shut down after COVID. They barely hang on to life as it is, and then I guess COVID drove them under in the V6UX.
Well, I think that's a bit like most places, isn't it? Especially specialized places. I mean, just order the stuff online anyway. I mean, it all comes from China in the first place, doesn't it? I'm getting back to the ball joints. Why there's silver at the bottom, or chrome, is because you don't see that bit. That's a bit that presses into the lower control arm, so you don't normally see that silver bit.
Yeah, I kind of thought I recognized them from the photo. I just can't remember last time I seen some. Mine are still good on my truck, so. But it's been a long time since I had to run the shop in Nanaimo, so I haven't really seen what goes on in the mechanic shop. I try to stay out from underneath my truck as best I can, especially when it's 40 below Celsius.
That's right, Jake. Yeah, well, I've just got to wait for it to fine up. They forecast more rain today, more rain Tuesday, so because I have to do it outside. I can't actually do it in the garage, so I can't get to the other side of the car if I jack it up in the garage. I suppose I could have put on an angle, but I have to shift a heap of stuff, so I stick it out the front door of the garage and then do it then. But yeah, so basically just press that big thing that I've ordered, you simply press it in and press it out and put the right adapter on it. Otherwise you've got to take the whole thing apart and use a 20-ton press. I didn't want to do that, so this is the easiest way to get them in and out without having to pull off the front end apart.
Hey, Roger, that. I'm going to give the mic back over to Wayne so he can check in. Michael, AB9FJ, V6UX.
Okay, yeah, Michael, DK1MI, do you want to try an audio?
Yeah, this is Delta Kilo 1 Mike India. Name is Michael, and DSDF username is Odie. So thank you very much for your patience. That was that was difficult. I tried to connect via my Ulster link, but somehow the Ulster link node for the tech link was not reachable, and then I realized that my Echolink configuration has not been I did not do the configuration on this node, so I tried to do it. But I was only able to connect, but had no audio. So, yeah, but better late than never. Now I'm here on the iPhone and I feel only like half a ham. Microphone back to you, Wayne, from Delta Kilo 1 Mike India.
Okay, yeah, well, better late than never. Thanks for checking in. And maybe next week you'll have your All-Star set up, figure it out, and we'll hear from you again. So, always welcome, and 73 for now.
Oh, quick question, the guy phrase JQ. How do you connect to one with All-Star if there's no All-Star connection on TechLink?
Yes, DK, one of my returning. I think that the question was for me. So the possibility is if you have your own AlsoLink node, then you can also configure your Echolink account into this node, and then you have some sort of bridge. So I was this worked in the past with my first AlsoLink node, but now I've built a second one, and I was too lazy to configure it. But there's an Echolink module for Asterisk. So you can work Echolink via AlsterLink, which is quite nice. But I failed both ways, and now I'm here on the fallback. Didn't get a call sign, but back to you to the station with a question from DK1MI.
Yeah, it's John Vicay for HJQ in Australia. Yeah, normally we have a ham conference connected in here, and the major All-Star feed on that's 49903, but I think they're still running the Raspberry Pi net over there. So, when you said you're connecting to All-Star, I thought, well, how you doing that? So you've got an All-Star Echolink node. Okay, got it.
Yeah, DK1MI returning. Yeah, the problem is I did this in the past sometime. And now I forgot how to do it, and my brain is already in halfway down into suspend mode. It's 1:30 in the morning, and I have to get up at 6. So I have no idea if I will make it the next time. That will be it's very difficult for me the time, but now I did not fall asleep. I did not fall asleep because I was tinkering here with the configuration. Microphone back to net control from DK1MI.
Okay, well, thank you, Michael and John and the other Michael. I think I'm about ready to pull the plug here on the recording. Although, you know, I might leave it running there if John and VK6UX, VE6UX, have something else interesting to talk about. Anyway, this is 89FJ.
Oh, we're being recorded as well. Well, I better watch what I say, Wayne. Okay, thanks, JQ. Yeah, look at the Raspberry Pi, that's still running on hams. That's why Robert isn't connected it up here. Anyway, I better get out of here. It's only lunchtime. And I bet everyone's 73. Thanks for the net, Wayne. And I'll catch you on Skype, Michael. VK3HJQ, please.
Well, you know, John, you should always assume that whatever you say on the radio is being recorded somewhere by the NSA or the FSB, whatever the Russian equivalent of the NSA is. You know, you can't expect privacy anymore.
Well, I don't know what to do over the recording of me yapping about ham radio, like... Although we record everything on the ham conference, only if somebody, you know, has a complaint about somebody saying something about somebody, we can go back and look at the recording. So everything's recorded there 24/7, including text messages and the lot. So we do it all the time. All right, I better get out of here. Wife says lunch is ready. I've been yapping too much. So and Wayne, you need to crank up the audio a bit. You're always talking low. I don't know what the go is there. Anyway, enough from me. Better get out of here. I'll go back to and see what's going on with the Raspberry Net and eat my lunch and have a listen to those guys. We got Rach, JQ, please. 73.
Okay, likewise from AB9FJ.
Yeah, and it's just about my dinner time here as well. And that puts me at about 6 p.m., dark, cold, and got to go to work tomorrow. So got to clear some stuff away that I was supposed to do in the last couple of days and didn't. VE6UX, going clear.
With that, Fred, we'll say 73.